Okay, so get ready because today we are doing a deep dive into the world of airplane propellers.
Airplane propellers.
And no, this isn't about like aerodynamics or engine thrust or any of that.
Right.
We're talking about safety.
Okay.
You sent this over from Aviation Maintenance Magazine. Safety coatings on propellers really need to stand out.
Yeah.
And frankly, the title alone has me intrigued.
Okay.
Plane propellers. How dangerous can they really be?
Well, that's the thing, right? You would think with something as like obvious as a giant spinning blade, it'd be pretty hard to miss.
Right?
But the aviation industry actually grapples with this quite a bit.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea this was so common.
It is. This article highlights that injuries and even fatalities from propeller accidents happen almost every year.
Wow.
And we're not just talking about, inexperienced bystanders,
Right.
pilots, ground crew, even passengers who should know better.
Yeah.
It seems like these whirling blades have a mind of their own.
That's sobering, especially considering how safety-obsessed the aviation industry is.
Right.
I mean, they practically invent a new checklist for every gust of wind.
Exactly. That's what makes this whole topic so interesting.
Yeah.
We see this stark contrast. On one hand, this incredible emphasis on safety procedures,
Right.
cutting-edge technology, rigorous training, and on the other, this almost primal danger that continues to cause harm.
So what's going on here? Is it just plain old human error?
A lot of it boils down to exactly that.
Okay. Yeah.
The article mentions a few key things. People assuming a propeller is off just because the engine isn't roaring.
Right.
Ground crews loading or unloading baggage while engines are still running.
For efficiency.
Yeah, for efficiency.
Right.
And passengers simply underestimating the reach and power of these things.
I'll admit, I've been guilty of that last one myself.
Sure.
You get off a plane, you're excited to be back on solid ground,
Right.
and it's easy to forget that this massive machine is still like whirring away just a few feet from your elbow. It's like our brains just sort of like edit out the danger.
That's a great point. It's almost like a cognitive dissonance.
Right.
We're conditioned to see airplanes as these marvels of engineering, symbols of travel and adventure.
Yeah.
So we subconsciously downplay the inherent risks,
Of course.
but the danger is real, and it's something the industry is constantly trying to mitigate.
Well, speaking of mitigating danger, this article mentions a solution called Afterglow.
Okay.
And this is where it gets really wild.
Okay.
Apparently, it's a special kind of paint.
Paint.
Paint that's supposed to make these propellers safer. I
Okay.
have to admit, I'm finding it hard to connect those dots.
You and me both.
Yeah.
It sounds almost too simple to be true, right?
Yeah.
But the science behind Afterglow is actually quite intriguing.
Okay.
It's a photoluminescent paint,
Okay.
which means it absorbs UV light and then re-emits it,
Okay.
creating a glow-in-the-dark effect.
Oh, wow.
And you know who else thought this was a good idea? The U.S. Navy.
Wait, the Navy?
Yeah.
What do they have to do with airplane propellers?
Think about it. Aircraft carriers.
Ah, okay.
One of the most chaotic, potentially dangerous environments imaginable.
Right.
Planes landing, taking off crews, rushing around, and often in low-light conditions.
Yeah.
The Navy commissioned this paint for their ETC-2 aircraft back in 2008
Wow.
to increase the visibility of those massive propellers on deck.
So instead of some complex radar system or high-tech warning lights,
Right.
they went with glow-in-the-dark paint.
They went with a solution that was simple, cost-effective, and highly effective.
Wow.
And the results?
Yeah.
Well, let's just say their safety record since applying Afterglow speaks for itself.
Really?
It's hard to argue with that kind of real-world success.
I am definitely intrigued. So how does this glow-in-the-dark paint actually work?
Okay.
Is it like those glow sticks you get at a concert that last for a few hours?
You're on the right track.
Okay.
But Afterglow is a bit more sophisticated than a glow stick.
Okay.
It doesn't just fade away after a single charge.
Okay.
Imagine it more like a rechargeable battery,
Right.
but for visibility.
Right.
It continuously absorbs UV light from any source. Sunlight over headlights, even the moon,
Wow.
and then re-emits that energy as a visible glow.
So it's constantly recharging itself.
Exactly.
That's pretty clever.
And durability is key, especially in
Oh.
demanding environments like aviation.
Right.
But here's where things get even more interesting.
Okay.
Afterglow's potential applications go way beyond just propellers.
Really?
We're talking helicopter rotors.
Okay.
Those massive plane dock doors.
Mm-hmm.
Even something as seemingly insignificant as those chocks they use to keep the wheels from rolling.
Wait, wheel chocks?
Yeah.
You mean those little wedges they put behind the plane's tires?
Exactly.
You're telling me those need to glow in the dark too?
Think about it. A dimly lit tarmac. A plane being moved around, a ground crew member not seeing that chock.
Okay, yeah.
It might seem like a small thing, but those chocks are critical for preventing accidents.
Right.
The point is, Afterglow isn't just about propellers.
Right.
It's about making anything and everything that much more visible.
Yeah.
And therefore, that much safer.
This is blowing my mind. A simple coat of paint could have such a widespread impact on safety, I never would have guessed.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
But it makes you think... If it works so well for these things, where else could we be using it?
Exactly. That's the million-dollar question, isn't
it? Yeah.
And it's something this article touches on as well, this idea of applied visibility.
Okay.
Taking a simple concept, like making something glow and finding new ways to improve safety.
Applied visibility.
Yeah.
I like that. It's so much more than just aesthetics.
Right.
It's about making the invisible visible, the easy to miss, impossible to ignore.
Precisely. And this ties into a larger point about safety innovation in general.
Okay.
We often think of breakthroughs as these grand technological leaps.
Right.
But sometimes the most effective solutions are surprisingly low tech.
Yeah.
Afterglow is a perfect example.
It's true. We get so caught up in the idea of needing complex systems and algorithms that we sometimes overlook the power of simple solutions that address the root of a problem.
In this case, the root of the problem is visibility. Or rather, the lack thereof.
Okay.
Think about those tie-down chains they use to secure planes during storms.
Right.
Heavy-duty, essential pieces of equipment.
Yeah.
Yet in the darkness of a storm, they can be nearly invisible, even to trained eyes.
You know, now that you mention it, the article did mention those tie-down chains. Imagine the potential dangers there.
Yeah.
Someone not seeing a chain, tripping over it.
Right.
Or worse, it seems so obvious in retrospect.
Yeah.
But it took this innovative paint to really highlight the issue.
That's the beauty of it. Afterglow isn't just a band-aid solution. It's a catalyst for rethinking how we approach safety.
Okay.
Prompting us to ask, what else are we overlooking? What else could benefit from this type of enhanced visibility?
It's like a whole new lens through which to view potential hazards.
Right.
Suddenly I'm picturing Afterglow on everything from fire escape routes to those sharp corners we always bump into in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
The possibilities seem endless.
That's the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this kind of thinking that drives innovation. This deep dive has definitely made me more attuned to those seemingly mundane things that could be potential safety hazards.
Me too. It's a good reminder that safety isn't just about following rules or relying on technology. It's about awareness, vigilance, and constantly seeking ways to make our environment safer for everyone.
Absolutely. And sometimes it takes a seemingly simple solution like glow-in-the-dark paint to make us realize that.
Okay, so we've established that Afterglow is brilliant. It's versatile. It's probably going to end up on my shopping list soon.
Okay.
But on a more serious note, I'm curious about the bigger picture here. What does this innovation tell us about the future of safety? Not just in aviation, but everywhere.
That's a fantastic question. And it gets to the heart of why we do these deep dives in the first place. What's fascinating here is how Afterglow embodies several key trends shaping the future of safety.
Okay.
First, there's this move towards human-centered design. Instead of just slapping on more warning labels or relying on people to remember complex procedures,
right.
Afterglow works on a subconscious level. That glow-in-the-dark effect immediately grabs your attention, whether you're a seasoned pilot or just walking across an aircraft carrier deck.
So it's about working with our natural instincts rather than against them.
Exactly. And second, it highlights the growing importance of adaptability and multifunctionality.
Yep.
Afterglow isn't a one-trick pony designed for a single purpose.
Right.
It's a platform for enhancing visibility across a wide range of applications.
Yeah.
Limited only by our imagination.
It's like the Swiss Army knife of safety solutions.
Right.
Simple, versatile, and surprisingly effective.
I couldn't have put it better myself.
Yeah.
And that brings us to the third and perhaps most exciting trend. The democratization of innovation.
Okay.
Afterglow wasn't some top secret military project or the result of billions of dollars in research and development. It was a clever solution born out of a very real need. And it's something that can be applied in countless other industries and settings.
So it's not just about making things glow in the dark.
Exactly.
It's about applying that same principle of enhanced visibility to any situation where safety is paramount.
And that's what I find so exciting about this whole deep dive.
Yeah.
It's not just about airplane propellers or even aviation safety.
Right.
It's a framework for thinking about risk and innovation in a whole new light.
Literally.
Yes.
Literally.
But seriously, you've got me thinking now.
Yeah.
What are some of the everyday objects or situations where this kind of thinking could make a real difference?
Well, let's see.
Okay.
Think about all the times you fumbled for a light switch in the dark.
Oh, yeah.
Or tripped over a stray object in a dimly lit room.
Or tried to find my keys at the bottom of my bag.
Exactly.
Don't even get me started on that one.
These are all situations where a little bit of enhanced visibility could go a long way.
Yeah.
Imagine if your house keys had a touch of afterglow on them.
Or if those sharp corners on your furniture were outlined with a soft glow.
Or even just those exit signs in public buildings.
Right.
What if they weren't just illuminated but actually glowed? Making them impossible to miss in an emergency.
Now you're getting it.
Yeah.
It's about taking a step back and looking at our surroundings with fresh eyes.
Right.
Identifying those potential hazards that we've become so accustomed to that we barely even notice them anymore.
It's like that saying,
yeah,
we can't see the forest for the trees, or in this case, we can't see the hazards for the lack of glow-in-the-dark paint.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
But in all seriousness, this concept of applied visibility has the potential to revolutionize the way we think about safety.
And the best part is it doesn't require some complex technological breakthrough or a massive investment.
Right.
Right.
It's simply about applying a bit of creativity and ingenuity for those everyday problems that we've come to accept as just part of life.
This deep dive has been a real eye-opener. It's amazing how a seemingly simple solution like glow-in-the-dark paint can spark such a profound shift in perspective.
That's the power of a fresh perspective.
Yeah.
And the beauty of these deep dives.
Right.
We start with a single article, a specific topic.
Yeah.
And before we know it, we're exploring the very nature of innovation in human behavior.
So as we wrap up this illuminating journey into the world of propeller safety and beyond.
Right.
I want to leave you with a challenge.
I love a good challenge.
What is it? The next time you're going about your day, I want you to pay attention to your surroundings.
Okay.
Look for those places where visibility is an issue, where a little bit of glow-in-the-dark magic could make all the difference.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whether it's your own home, your workplace, or even just your daily commute.
Mm-hmm.
Challenge yourself to see the world through the lens of applied visibility.
Applied visibility. I like it.
Because you never know. You might just stumble upon the next big safety innovation.
You never know.
And it all might start with a little bit of glow-in-the-dark inspiration.
That's a great place to end it, I think.
So that's our show for today.
Okay.
Until next time.